producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And me, that is a collective you and me. We have you, all of you, yous guys, and me can be in the plural. Ken Kessler with Doug Steffen following the Facebook trail, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. I bet you have piled up more comments on that fantastic, phantasmagorical, unbelievable, unprecedented GOP debate. And who is considered to be on the top of the so-called heap, Senior Kessler?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Ramon says, I can't stand how the media purposely shuns Carly and Ben. They don't want these two candidates to get any attention.
You're
Carly
naive,
has to
sir.
Fight for her time.
Yes.
And Ben refuses to do so.
Yeah, that's the way it is down in the ranch. The way this fellow that we're going to talk to in a few minutes about the debate, I think will enlighten you as to how opinion opines. Opinion wins when it comes to the so-called news business. Stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, who's next?
Gary says Bush condemns Trump's for his insults, and then turns right around and throws insult after insult at Trump.
What an outrage! Like a couple of high school kids fighting over the same girl. In this case, which one you would rather fight over, Jeb Bush's wife or Donald Trump's wife? If you're going to fight for one of them, are they both worth fighting for? I suppose, respectively, they would say, I would hope that both of them say, I'm fighting for my wife. But the backyard barbecue stuff with the insults is in itself insulting to the public. I'm not with Trump when it comes to that stuff. Just leave it alone. Let's talk about the issues. As Carly Fiorina and Kasich said, let's talk about the issues. This isn't settling anything. And it isn't. All right, what's next?
Bill says, did you notice when Bush was speaking, CNN did a split screen showing Donald Trump making his stupid faces to distract from whatever Bush was saying? It was a disgusting tack by CNN to keep Bush from being heard and a ridiculous display by the Donald.
Did the split screen get used? I watched about an hour or so of the debate. I do remember that, but I'm trying to remember if the split screen was used for any other candidates when they were at that thing. Was sometimes with, it was used because I remember it now, Cruz and Rubio. You'd see the two of them on the screen at the same time. Yeah, that was used a number of different ways. I remember it being used with Carly Fiorina or with Ben Carson. I do remember it, I think, being used with Rand Paul. All right, so it got used for other purposes other than just that one. Yeah, Trump's faces are childish and silly. I agree. Next.
This is very important. Kelly says, Chris Christie's pants were too short. Come on, man. You're selling yourself to the American public. Get a better wardrobe.
That could be said for Rince Priebus, too, who looked like he'd just gone to Walmart to get his suit. Not that there's anything wrong with any buying a suit at Walmart. But when you're out in front of all those millions of people, maybe you ought to get a suit that fits, pal. I don't know. Chris Christie's never impressed me with his wardrobe. But you see, that's the kind of stuff. People make their decisions based on that kind of stuff. Mrs. Clinton wears pantsuits. Why doesn't she look like Mrs. Fiorina, who's got a dress or a skirt or a suit on? That kind of stuff. Listen, you make your mind up any number of ways for who you're going to vote for. Next comment.
Stan says this country needs leaders who have new ideas, and Jeb Bush has none.
I think you could probably say that for about three quarters. who are up there. Jeb Bush, not a lot of new ideas. That's true. Let's see. Who did we hear? Carly Fiorina hear new ideas from, I think. I think you hear new ideas from Donald Trump. Ben Carson once in a while has got a new idea. Rand Paul has a new idea. And whether you like his suit or you don't like his suit, I think you're not going to discount Chris Christie. He's got some ideas there. He's very focused on his message now. He and Trump, I think, are the best when it comes to actually focusing on a message. What say you on that? More comments, welcome and encourage. Doug at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. In a moment, as I promised, Mike Ficarra, a reporter, discusses a reporter's overview of the debate from the other night. That's here on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
A bright future is just ahead for a new sector of the soybean industry. The United Soybean Board brings you this edition of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Take back the market share you lost to other crops with high oleic soybeans. High oleic are top performing varieties packed with innovation your customers want. Better nutritional qualities for more food customers and higher heat stability for new markets. Grow it now to grow your profitability. The yield you want, the demand you need. That's high oleic soybeans. For the best varieties in your area, talk to your local seed rep or visit soyinnovation.com. Funded by the Soy Checkoff.
At Monsanto, high oleic oil soybeans are on the verge of commercial release after about 10 years of R&D. Product manager Sarah Vosek.
We're doing hundreds of tests to test the yield and agronomic qualities of these beans prior to launching. And we're actively engaged in conversations with processors and food companies so that we're ready to launch aggressively as soon as we commercialize.
Vosek says Monsanto's high oleic soybeans not only address new FDA rules on trans fats in cooking oils, but also the agronomic standards of soybean growers.
As we see food companies' interest in these oils increase, it is critical that we're able to deliver the volume of oil that they need. And so that's why the United Soybean Board, and you see the industry getting behind high oleic soybeans, and you see us promoting Vista Gold, because this is an opportunity for the U.S. farmer to really take this and run with it, be able to provide what food companies are looking for. If we don't do that, they'll go to other options and other solutions, and those might not be as favorable to U.S. farmers.
Learn more at Monsanto.com and at SoyInnovation.com. The United Soybean Board sponsored today's installment of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more with your savings pass. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 40 to 50% off Star Wars apparel, home, and games. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Michael Ficarra, who is a senior Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera. He's covered politics for all the big networks, NBC included. He has some thoughts. We all have some thoughts. Michael, when you did your job last night, you were on duty. Any surprises? And I ask this question, and I say this in the most respectful tone. I'm so tired of hearing people who are news people tell me what their opinions are. I'm not a news person, so I'm all about opinions.
I guess the value, Doug, of people like me, our opinions has been greatly diminished over the course of the last 6 months, because we've all been predicting the demise of Donald Trump, and yet here he is laughing the field in the poll. So it just goes to show you what our opinions are worth.
Well, do you think your opinions are based on desire or fact? Or a little
well, I think they're based on past precedent, mostly, and simply the way things have always worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any denying that someone with the persona and the style of Donald Trump, who says things that are patently untrue or factually untrue, in past years would have survived as long as he did, certainly not as prosperous, not prospered as he has.
Well, under the circumstances, so, yeah. Though, are you studying or understanding or acknowledging or seeing the reason for this, the burnout factor the public has with politics as usual? And so no matter what, if there's nobody else out there that reflects what most people are saying, they're going to go for somebody like this, whether he's a clown or not.
Oh, I think it's absolutely right. The level of frustration, the dysfunction in Washington, the inability to get things done, the ceaseless positioning and partisan bickering has definitely colored the judgment of the public. I don't think there's any question about that. Combined with a visceral dislike of President Obama, a mistrust of government institutions, I think has contributed greatly. But again, I mean, these are opinions, Doug, and I'm speculating because there's no solid evidence.
So you've fallen into the trap that we set for you. Just looking and listening to the, not just the stuff last night, but the usual, I'm looking at a headline today from, of all places, the New York Times. In Republican debate, Donald Trump and Marco Rubio become targets. Really? I thought they were all kind of targets of each other up there. Did you sense, or looking around the room, I think maybe that was what I was more interested in doing. We didn't get many shots of the room to sort of get the anger or the angst, because a lot of the traditional Republicans were there, and they're sweating it because Trump's not one of them.
By traditionally, I think you mean establishment, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
I think, it's no secret the fact that Cruz and Rubio are largely competing for the same votes, and it's also a reflection of the fact of how counterterrorism, foreign policy, and the fight against ISIL have come to dominate the race in the wake of Paris and San Bernardino. And that's why you saw Rand Paul, who's barely a blip in the polls at this point, at least relative to everybody else who was up on the stage at the big kids' table, or the adults' table last night. The fact that he was involved in this and the back and forth used as largely as a foil by Cruz and Rubio is really indicative of the fact that foreign policy has taken over here. Economic factors have taken a back seat. And so when Cruz and Rubio are competing for the same demographic within the Republican Party, the same cohort, and also in the issue of immigration, where they have some sharp disagreements as well, I think that's indicative of a changed climate and the fact that they're still positioning themselves for what many still believe, despite all the evidence and the staying power of Donald Trump, is the demise, or the imminent demise of Trump, is falling the polls. And if you look at it, there's just one other thing about the demographic that's supporting Trump. There's not a lot of research out there. There are a couple of some respected studies of or analyses of who's supporting Trump. The demographics that are supporting Trump, generally folks who are somewhat less educated than the general population and in the lower ends of the income scale, those also coincide with cohorts who don't vote all that often in the past, don't show up at the polls.
So we have a collection of dummies who don't vote supporting Donald Trump.
Well, your words now mine. I'll probably stay away from that kind of nomenclature. But I mean, there is that. I think that's an unstudied aspect of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact that Trump is, notwithstanding the fact he's winning nationally, he's losing in Iowa.
Yeah. Well, there's a cabal, it seems to me, of news people, and I don't know you well enough to throw you into that kettle of fish, but there is a group that doesn't want to see Donald Trump, the elitist, the usual suspects who don't want to see something that they don't want to see, so they'll do whatever they can to discredit Trump, the pictures that they publish of him, quotes they publish from him, and the general. It brings to mind, and this is just an observation, the news media's eagerness to have an influence that goes beyond the news. And so, you know, it bothers me a lot that we have so many people who want to give their opinion, and I've asked you for yours, so it's not about you. But in general, unsolicited opinion from people who are supposed to be presenting the facts is troubling for me anyway. I appreciate getting to know you, though, Michael. Thanks for being here. Michael Vaccaro from Al Jazeera here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On things that are pleasant like this. We have our Christmas music star of the day. Today it's Jelaine, who has at jelaine.com made available a song from her new Christmas EP, Jazzy Duets for Christmas. This is her fourth Christmas collection, by the way. She's from Dubuque, Iowa, currently a law student at Brigham Young University, where she finished her finals. So she has time to talk to us about this Christmas music that she's done. Nice job on this, Jelaine. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, so everybody wants to know, when we were talking about this off the air before you came on, and people listening, what's her last name? Why is it just
my last name?
Jelaine? Why don't we have her last name?
My last name is Chasten. You know, when I started releasing music, people just loved my first name. It was
lovely.
Unique, and so I just went by my first name.
Yeah. It's good. Dolly well, can get away with it.
If you're going to make it big in the music business, you have to be able to go by one name.
Adele. Cher. Yeah. So you're on that. You're on that track. We've given you
Elvis,
2 points.
Yeah. You
know. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So what is your story? You're headed in terms of what you're doing for a career in a different direction. Why the interest and involvement in music?
Well, it's always been really my first love. I was the little girl who would say, I when I grow up, I want to be a singer. And people would be like, you know, they'd pat me on the head. And I'm like, no, I am going to be a singer. And so I studied a lot, and I also play the harp.
Really?
And, yeah, and so I have just a lot of, in my musical background, and as I was getting ready to graduate with my degree in jazz studies, I had been talking to a lot of different people within the industry, and I'd always kind of had an interest in law, and I realized that, hey, I could still do music and also, you know, do, like, entertainment law. And since, you know, I had my background, And so I just decided to go to law school.
Mr. Judge, please not guilty. Send my client back to work. He's a wonderful guy. He'll help you. And I...
All right, so anyway... Elaine, we apologize for this brief interruption.
Thanks, Mr. Stephan. We'll phone you.
All right. So let's get to another one of her selections, Richie. Marshmallow World.
Marshmallow World in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day. Wait for it all year round.
That's your brother, Eric, with you, right?
No, that name is Jacob, but my brother Eric did a lot of the instrumentation that Jacob is playing this piano, Jacob Potter. Yeah, so, that's kind of a funny story how we started that.
What's the funny story? We always like good funny stories here.
Well, we were practicing for gigs, and all of a sudden, Jacob just started harmonizing with me while he was playing, and he didn't even really realize he was. And I asked him if he'd be comfortable, you know, doing some singing with me. And he said, well, I'll give it a shot. And so that's how this came about.
Really? Jelaine is the Christmas music star of the day. It's Jelaine, JILLAINE.com, Jelaine.com, for this Christmas music. Here on this new collection is her version of Silver Bells, which sort of puts us all in a nice, soft, sweet, let's have some chocolate and marshmallows mood. You know what I mean, Jelaine?
I do.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for being here. Continued success. Make the right choice. Do what you really love. Follow your heart. Follow your passion. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care. It's Simple Mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Stephan at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
On the top of the radio heap, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday, December the 17th. A lot of the events planned from now until Christmas. Happy Christmas Eve a week from today. Oh, yes, Christmas Eve a week from today. So what will happen to the news cycle? Will things change? Will things become more pleasant, more inviting, more relevant perhaps to what's actually going on in your life? Like the stress that you feel, the depression that you... Oh, that's not a good way of having a good day, is it? No, it's not. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with a focus on certain realities that are a part of the Christmas season, the end of the year season, the anticipation for the new year, 2016. You're 2 weeks away from writing checks that have 2016. That is, if you still write checks. Kenny, you still write checks?
I couldn't tell you the last time I wrote a check.
No. the modern age. Push a button. Put a number down. I was buying some Christmas things online last night, and I'm giving all kinds of information to people, and it really makes me nervous. Makes my skin crawl to be putting things in numbers from accounts and this kind of thing and that kind of thing. I just keep my fingers crossed. I wouldn't have done it unless I had not really wanted to. I really wanted to buy a couple of things, but I didn't want to give them my information. But I did. All right, so there's that stress and all that stuff. People still buying things. There are some very important medical items this week floating around. I'm going to touch on some of the headlines, and then I'll give you a little extrapolation of what's going on. A lot of what we talk about, this is an in-depth hour on Good Day, and medicine, our health and well-being, a very important part of our discussions here. One of the studies that's out this week suggests that if you are a mother and you use antidepressants while you are pregnant, it will cause autism in your child. Let me repeat that. Maternal use of antidepressants has been linked to autism. There are lots of things that seemingly are linked to autism. You've heard the discussion about mercury in vaccines. How many times have we had that conversation, Kenny, on this program?
Many, many times.
More than you can count. And it is, I have never been persuaded that I'm wrong, and that those who say, no, it's not true, it really is true, and there's a whole movement developing now. I uncovered something that brought Robert F. Kennedy Jr. into the discussion of the corruption surrounding the communicable disease center's vaccine division. And Robert F. Kennedy, who was not known for being involved in this, his focus on mercury has been in the water, has been in power plants. You know that. This is a lawyer son of Robert Kennedy. A lot of people would go to his speeches and they'd hear him talk about mercury coming from these plants. And then they start asking him about the science regarding vaccines. This one woman got him aside and convinced him that it was the largest vector for mercury exposure to children. But many conventional, I have this conversation, this argument all the time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who I have great respect for. I consider him to be my personal doctor. But we do not agree on this at all. He's very traditional and very connected to the AMA. And the AMA doesn't want, any more than the American Dental Association wanted to talk about mercury fillings. If you go to your dentist and you ask him about mercury fillings, maybe the times have changed somewhat, because most dentists now are offering an alternative to putting silver in your mouth. The silver has mercury in it, or has had. I had my mouth full of these kind of fillings. I took them all out years ago. Cost a lot of money to do it. But I learned from doing the research, and that's what you can learn if you're a parent and you're pregnant or you've got young children and you expose them to these things, you're irresponsible. You really are. It's kind of like the football thing with me. If you allow your child to play football, you're irresponsible. There's plenty of information. There's plenty of knowledge. There's plenty of research about these vaccines or about any of these things that I'm talking about. I'm comfortable reading science. I do that a lot here on this program. There have been lots of, as Kenny said, there have been hundreds of conversations about cases involving scientific questions. The science is shocking when it comes to this, and that's what Robert Kennedy found out. So he's become the new spokesperson, the new face, if you will, of explaining the science. If you listen to a lot of the people who are out there protesting, some of them don't make a lot of sense because there's a lot of passion, you know, as well as I do. When you're passionate about something, when you're really involved in something, I get like that when I'm talking about farmers, because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and you can hear conversations of this program you won't hear anywhere else because of what I know about what's going on in the world of farming and how the family farmer is getting screwed by big government and big business. Well, the same thing is happening to your children or to you if you take these vaccines, but more to children. There are many people who make credible, and this is Ken Kronhaus, I think, too, to a point, pro-vaccine. My children were vaccinated. My daughter vaccinated my grandson. But they did it with the knowledge of asking and making decisions based on what they knew and what kind of vaccines. So it's not that we don't want you to have vaccines, or at least that's what I'm saying. But you better know what's in the vaccines. That's your responsibility. You're the parent. Don't leave it to your doctor or the drugstore. You go into the drugstore, they're going to give you the cheapest stuff they've got on the shelf, because that's how they get you in there. Cheap flu shots. Flu shots are the same. As there's this thing that's in the product that's called Thimerosal, Thimerosol. That's what you need to ask your doctor about. All vaccines used to have thimerosal in them. And you can review the published information, the published science. There's a lady, Dr. Martha Herbert is her name, and another Dr. Mark Hyman, that have worked on these peer-reviewed studies by leading government agencies, university scientists, showing that this thimerosal is a mercury-containing preservative, is devastating neurological development. It keeps your mind from being, or keeps the mind of your children from being developed. So what you need to know is what's in the vaccine. Not necessarily vaccines themselves, by and of themselves, are bad. It's what's in the vaccines. Give your patients a choice. Let them know, if you're a doctor, what's in the vaccines. More importantly, you're the consumer. You ask the doctor when you get a shot, what's in this? Please tell me. Or get a label or something. More on this now from our Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has strong feelings about vaccines as well, as you will hear in a matter of moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com for your free video. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com now.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit kmart.com/St. Jude and join the conversation with hashtag The Giving Hat.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right, we have 45 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has one of the best, if not the best, newsletter in the medical business, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can sign up for it. I recommend that you do. Go to drhoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman with two Fs. And look, once you read one of these, you'll be sold. Ron, there's a chart that came out this past week that shows life expectancy in our country sort of flat for the third year in a row. Most average people will live to be 79. We don't seem to be gaining on this as we were. Is that because of food? What is when you look at the patients that you have, do you find your patients are living longer than they used to?
Well, you know, in a similar study, they rated the 17 most advanced nations of the world in terms of healthcare outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States came out 17 out of 17 in terms of outcomes. And what's ironic is that we spend twice as much as the next comparable country in terms of per capita expenditures on healthcare. So there's a combination of things going on. There's a lot of social factors in the United States that may not occur in countries that are kind of heterogeneous, like Japan or Norway, for example, or Switzerland. Also, unfortunately, there's a lot of violence in America. You know, whether you can blame it on guns or whether it's just part of the American landscape. There's a lot of violent death due to automobile accidents, due to not just gunshot but stabbings, various other forms of mayhem. And in addition, I think one of our problems is that not that we don't have enough medicine or that people don't have access to medicine, is we have too much medicine. And the too much medicine may be ultimately harming our quality of life and curtailing our lifespans. It's overkill, medical overkill.
You know, you said something interesting about the number of people who have been shot, the gun violence and so forth. The FDA approved last week a device that plugs gunshot wounds in 20 seconds.
Yes.
Kind of looks like a tire patch.
Yeah, it's like a little sponge that expands to plug a hole.
What does this say about our society that we have... And the FDA actually approves this. Seems to me, who's going to use this other than the bad guys?
Well, you know, the police will carry it along with the thing that reverses heroin addiction overdoses, because you know it's so common these days to find people ODing on heroin or people with 45 slugs in their bodies.
Yeah, my God, wow. There are people that are I'm not going to do that political route. There's a magazine called Pathways. Are you familiar with it?
I think you're referring to the vaccine controversy.
Yeah, right? There's an article in here, a feature story about the vaccines and how the CDC has been up to the their mickeys. This is a very unethical. This points out the inequality or unethical, there's another word to it, the way that this is handled because
it's a biased evaluation. Yeah, actually, you know, this is actually well pointed out in a movie that I suggest your listeners check out. It's called Trace Amounts, and you can get it on Netflix or sometimes there are community showings. You can get it actually for your community and, you know, rent a theater and show it. It's really quite dramatic about the cover-up of problems associated with vaccines. And I'm going to say up front, you know, just as Robert Kennedy Jr. has said, he's pro-vaccine. He's vaccinated his kids. He's not one of these you know, wild anti-vaccine radicals.
No.
But we do have to raise questions about the potential for harm associated with certain vaccines, too many vaccines, certain preservatives in vaccines. It's not like, you know, global warming, end of debate, you know, discussion closed. We really have to keep our eye on
the ball. Thimerosal is the, and there's a book called Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, which basically identifies all of the various things that show that this mercury-containing preservative is a devastating toxin.
Yeah. Here's another thing. Regardless of what you think about the mercury in vaccines, and I think it's bad, there's a new study, actually a series of studies, that suggest that if you get an annual flu vaccine, like they currently recommend, that you are less protected against the flu than if you get them, say, every 5 years. Now, this does not say that the flu vaccine is not protective. It probably is to some extent. For many people, not. But to some extent, it may be helpful. But it turns out that the annual getting of the vaccine may undermine the effectiveness of the vaccine. So go figure.
Pretty
Another
amazing.
Study suggests if you take statin drugs, you're going to have less of a good response to the vaccine.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a new study, and, you know, so all the people on statin drugs, the flu vaccine may not be as beneficial for you.
Check out his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, Dr. Ronald Hoffman at drhoffman.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Start our conversation, our weekly conversation with Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend. He's the host of The Pet Show. He has created Hugs and Kisses, which is a line of minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat. I'm really upset at Warren, though, because all the years I've known him, he has not done a Hugs and Kisses for cows. And I think it's time you put your mind to work to come up with a vitamin mineral supplement that we can give to the cows. It's only fair.
Working on it, Doug. Working.
Good, good. That's good to hear. All right. So we have Star Wars pet names. I know, folks, you got up for this, and I may have to apologize for when we're all done, but as I say on the radio many times, never apologize for the bit before you do it. Wait till we do it, and then let's see what kind of a mess we found ourselves in coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. items. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon. Save 20% and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever. Right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Good day to our friend Warren Eckstein. There was a poll at DougStefan.com asking what the audience thought about test tube puppies. You saw that last week where the first puppies were born. This is like we haven't got enough dogs that don't have homes. We're going to create more in a test tube. So the question we put to the folks listening to the program, what do you think about this? Let's see here. 39% said, aren't shelters already full of dogs that need homes? Yes, thank you. 27% said, incredible. We live in amazing times. 18% said, interesting, but I don't understand the point. Thank you. 17% said, I don't really care one way or another. So when you saw that, did you get a little hyperactive?
Well, it was up at Cornell, up at Ithaca, where they did the in vitro fertilization. I had mixed emotions. I really? And I'll tell you why. Okay, first of all, I agree 100%. No one deals with more dogs and cats being out of shelters than I do. But the bottom line is some of the research that they're doing, and these dogs are going to have great homes, but some of the research they're doing can help prevent genetic diseases in the future. That's why they started doing this study. For example, hip dysplasia in German Shepherds, cancer in Bernese Mountain Dogs. So part of the reason for this study, and I'm not, you know, when it comes to research with animals, I'm against it, but this isn't really research. This is kind of like the puppies were born, they're going to have great homes, but they are going to find out a lot about diseases in the future. So I kind of have mixed emotions. You're absolutely right. Let's empty every shelter and every pound around the country.
Right.
But I think there are so many dogs dying from genetic diseases, maybe this is a step forward as well.
All right. There, with the release of the Star Wars movie this week, as you can imagine, everything is either wrapped around politics or Star Wars. And not Christmas, but politics or Star Wars. So here we have Warren, who's done some research to find what names come from the movie that are being used for pets.
Let me just preface this by saying I've never seen a Star Wars movie, okay?
My God.
Listen, I'm waiting
for Mario. She's never seen one either. Yeah.
Wow. I'm waiting to see E.T., okay? I'm a little behind time. But here's the most popular Star Wars names. Number one is Luke. Number two is Yoda, followed by Chewbacca, Leia, Rebel, Vader, Obi-Wan, Han Solo, Jedi, and Boba Fett, whatever that is. Now, the new movie's coming out, and these are the popular names. I guess this is from the new movie. Poe, Finn, Rey, and one dog named Kylo Ren. Those are the new names for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah,
and the most unusual names are Chewbarka. Chewbarka.
Chewbarka.
R2 Dog 2.
Cute.
So like people that are having fun with it.
All right, study on pets. And whether you sleep with them or not, I always slept with Charlotte when she was alive. I loved having her in the bed with me, actually. Didn't always go over well with my pal, but after a while, she got used to it. Is this good, bad, or indifferent for the pets?
You know, a lot of people said it was bad, but it may be time to beg your dog's forgiveness and hope he'll join you back in the bedroom after all. A recent study finds that sleeping with pets actually helps most people sleep better because
really?
It gives them a sense of security.
Never heard my two pugs.
What about the snoring?
They snore so loud.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich. Blame it on the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Blame it on the bus and nobody. All right, sleep with your pet, and you'll have a wonderful long life. So sayeth Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check him out at petshow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.